Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM Main News at 12 hours. Today, Friday, the 16th of January, 2026. With a real feel of 24 degrees Celsius, it's currently 22 degrees Celsius in Lusaka. This afternoon, the headlines. President Hichilema salutes FDD win in Chawama poll. Ponat Freight ordered to pay 3.6 million kwacha to ZRA over smuggling offences. And Museveni takes strong lead in early results of Uganda presidential race.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has congratulated the Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, and its candidate, Bright Nundwe, for emerging victorious in the Chawama constituency parliamentary by-election after a tightly contested race. In a Facebook post monitored by Hot FM News, President Hichilema said every election must ultimately produce one winner, stressing that its deeper purpose is to strengthen harmony, peace and unity among all citizens. The head of state has commended the UPND, all participating candidates, and the people of Chawama for ensuring that the democratic process functioned as it should. President Hichilema has also applauded the Electoral Commission of Zambia and law enforcement agencies for conducting a transparent, orderly and secure election, noting that their professionalism created an environment in which the will of the people was freely and peacefully expressed. Meanwhile, the Center for Peace, Research and Advocacy has congratulated the FDD on its victory in Chawama, stating that the outcome represents not only a win for the opposition, but also a significant milestone for Zambia's democracy, constitutionalism and the rule of law. Lusaka Mayor Chilando Chitangala has disclosed that the Lusaka City Council has improved its revenue collection from businesses in the city from 57% in 2023 to 90%, generating more than 100 million kwacha per month. Speaking when she featured on the Red Hot Breakfast Show, Ms. Chitangala further revealed that the council is now fully up to date with the payment of workers' salaries. She said the local authority has also cleared all salary arrears previously owed to its employees.
So there's been a lot of improvements, a lot of gains, and Lusaka City Council under my watch has been doing very well. The backlog. Even when we pay all our balances, our bills for the vendors, food suppliers, and also the salaries, we also say that we do remain with maybe 100 million in the account, and the central government is actually thinking of also, you know, not even putting us on the list of the equalization fund that they give other councils.
Meanwhile, Ms. Chitangala has called on Vice President Mutalena Lumango to join in condemning Lusaka blogger Simon Mwewa for circulating remarks on social media suggesting that Lusaka's next mayor should be a family man, describing the comments as sexist.
Bring up, you know, issues of development and what they think they can do for the city that hasn't been done. And then, of course, you have to tell the people, you don't just give them false promises. You do the work. Like, I've done my work, and I'm proud to say that. So I wouldn't really want to go into that, but I think that was an insult on the women folk. I mean, you know, I'm a gender supporter. I'm a, you know, I'm really into this gender because I know where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that was the right post, and I'm thanking Angel Sisi for, you know, really coming out to defend us, the women.
The government has announced that a total of 452 first-year students at the Levi Mwanawasa Medical University will benefit from the Higher Education Loans and Scholarships Board Student Loan Scheme for the 2026 academic year. Speaking at a press briefing, Education Minister Douglas Siagalima said all the beneficiaries are enrolled in science, technology, engineering and mathematics programs that directly support Zambia's health workforce needs. He has noted that 72% of the beneficiaries are female, while 69% are from rural areas. The minister said the inclusion of Levi Mwanawasa Medical University in the student loan program is deliberate and strategic, describing the institution as a specialized center for training medical and health professionals critical to Zambia's current and future healthcare demands.
I am therefore pleased to confirm that a total of 452 first-year students at Levi Mwanawasa Medical University will benefit from the HealthB student loan scheme for the 2026 academic year. The profile of of the beneficiaries clearly reflects government's key national priorities. 100% of the beneficiaries are enrolled in STEM programs that directly support Zambia's health workforce. 72% are female students, demonstrating steady progress in advancing gender inclusion in higher education. Further, 69% of the beneficiaries originate from rural areas, underscoring government's commitment to supporting learners from underserved communities.
Now, the government has expressed concern over frequent disturbances caused by baboons straying from the Moso Otunya National Park into Moalite Township in Livingston, where residents have reported incidents of food theft from homes. The Minister of Tourism says the problem is largely linked to food conditioning and habituation caused by improper waste disposal and easy access to food scraps, which attract baboons into residential areas and pose risks to both people and wildlife. In a statement, the Ministry Public Relations Unit said it is working with the Department of National Parks and Wildlife, local authorities and other stakeholders to strengthen interventions to address the challenge. It has urged residents to practice proper waste disposal by securely storing food waste and avoiding open dumping, which attracts baboons and other wildlife.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Economic and Financial Crimes Court has ordered Fonat Freight and Logistics Limited to pay 3.6 million kwacha to the Zambia Revenue Authority after being convicted of offences under the Customs and Excise Act. ZRA Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala said the company was found guilty on three counts: importation without making an entry, false representation and smuggling. Mr. Nzala has explained that between 1st October 2024 and 12th March 2025 in Lusaka, Fonat Freight and Logistics Limited, acting jointly with others unknown, imported and possessed goods without making proper entries and smuggled them into Zambia. He said the goods included large quantities of alcoholic beverages such as whiskey, tequila, gin, wine, vodka, beer and assorted spirits. Mr. Nzala said the illegal activity defrauded the government of revenue amounting to over 2.3 million kwacha. He added that when the matter came before the court on 15th January 2026, the company was ordered to pay over 3.6 million kwacha to ZRA, covering unpaid taxes, penalties and prosecution costs of 50,000 kwacha.
To remind everyone that is involved in the trading business to ensure that they do the right thing, make the correct declarations and payments, avoid smuggling. We are very much aware of the schemes that are used to bring in goods illegally into the country, and therefore we have intensified patrols on all the routes and including our borders. So we want to remind everyone that in as much as we reminding them that we have intensified patrols and all other measures or mechanisms that we use to detect the illegal importation of goods into the country, what is very important is to do the right thing.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni has taken a strong lead in provisional results from Thursday's presidential election, the electoral agency says. The results announced this morning put Museveni in the lead with 76% of the votes, based on results from 45% of the country's polling stations. He is followed by opposition leader Bobi Wine with about 20%. The BBC has more on other stories.
A South Korean court has jailed the former president Yoon Sung-yeol for 5 years for obstructing justice and abusing power. It was the first of several cases over his imposition of martial law. The court said he'd plunged South Korea into political crisis. Donald Trump has thanked the Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado for presenting him with her Nobel Peace Prize medal. But Mr. Trump did not publicly endorse her to govern Venezuela. Canada and China announced a preliminary trade deal following landmark talks in Beijing. The Canadian Prime Minister, Mark Carney, said the deal, which follows years of strained relations, included reduced tariffs in a range of areas, including electric vehicles. President Xi Jinping said both sides should respect each other's sovereignty and integrity. Early results from Thursday's election in Uganda say President Yoweri Museveni has a big lead over his main rival, Bobi Wine. The opposition candidate accused the government of